Hi, guys. Your assignment is to practice with several passages in order to determine what the bias is in the text, whether or not you can trust the information of the source and how you know whether or not you can trust it, and if the article or text is factual or based on opinion, and again, how you know that. So what I'd like you to do is be able to read each passage, do the practice questions. You'll see on practice one passage, the cost of crime adds up. It's a short passage with a couple of multiple choice questions. And then on passage two, practice is the thrill rides pose little danger. You'll see a little thought bubble or speech bubble above that, and you can put in a personal connection if you can think about that. I'm thinking about a certain ride at SeaWorld that I went on last summer, which was absolutely frightening. And then in the side box, you'll see a space for you to note what the bias is in the article, whether or not, again, you can trust the source and how you can know that, and whether or not it's factual or opinion-based, and again, how you know that. And that also has practice questions and asks you to use true or false to isolate the answer. So I would like you to do what the prompt is asking you. Underline the clue words in the question. Do you know what the question is asking? That's excellent practice for prompt reading and direction understanding. The last passage is a study on the teenage brain. The teenage brain lacks empathy, and empathy is the ability to see another's point of view in a caring, considerate way, okay? Almost like putting yourself in someone else's shoes. So do you think that the teenage brain lacks that ability? So in the box, it asks you to just note what your purpose in reading this article is and what reading strategy you're going to use to look at this piece. Are you going to, in your close reading, underline? Are you going to predict? Are you going to make personal connections to the text? So I'd like you to read that passage, which I found very interesting. And then passage three has several questions for you, a couple of open-ended questions about author's purpose and point of view, and a couple of multiple choice questions for you to try. So remember, you're really focusing on the bias, whether or not the text can be trusted and how you know that, and again, whether or not this is a factual or opinion-based piece. Very important for you to be aware of this and to understand that as you're reading and while you're responding in writing to a text. Okay, very nice job in class with this, and I expect that you'll be able to very easily get this assignment done. Okay.